Christ Church, Branchville, Alabama, presents this podcast of the weekly sermon. If you would like to support our ministry or get a higher quality recording on CD, please contact deacons at christchurchbranchcove.org. Enjoy the sermon.
Sermon text this morning is from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Proverbs 3, 1 through 18. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. Oh, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we praise you for creating us and giving us life by your Spirit. We thank you, Father, for saving us in your Son, Jesus Christ, and all the blessings we have in him. Speak to us now in your word. Give us knowledge and understanding. Grow us as your people, that we may have wisdom to serve you and your kingdom. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Boys and girls, we are going to hear a sermon today about wisdom. 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 If you'd like to keep track of a count, you can see me afterward and see if you were paying attention. Wisdom. Brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, we hear this morning from God's Word from Proverbs chapter 3. And this morning begins a short series in God's Word on some of the themes and the topics in the book of Proverbs. Now, Proverbs is in a section of our Bibles called the Wisdom Books. And the Wisdom Books are Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. Now, these Wisdom Books, this wisdom genre, is written in a different style than we might hear in the books of the law, the historical books, or even the prophetic literature. On one hand, Proverbs can sound very straightforward, practical teachings for immediate application for life. On the other hand, Proverbs can teach through challenging wit and symbolic language. So to understand some Proverbs, one requires knowledge. To gain in wisdom, one needs understanding. It's a bit of a paradox. How does one understand teaching that sometimes appears or sounds contradictory? For example, in Proverbs chapter 26, we receive two teachings in verses 4 and 5 that appear to contradict. Proverbs 26, verse 4, "Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him." Verse 5, "Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes." So in a straightforward hearing of these two verses, they seem to contradict. So how does one discern? How does one understand those two verses in an apparent contradiction? Well, Proverbs helps with that. So we open with Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." So what does this mean? Well, to gain wisdom, you go to God's Word. And for starters, you go to the wisdom books. And it helps if you start with Proverbs. But to understand Proverbs, you begin with what? The fear of the Lord. You begin with the fear of the Lord. It is the beginning of knowledge. It is the beginning of life. It is the beginning of love. It is the beginning of truth. It is the beginning of wisdom. It all begins with the fear of the Lord. And this is why we begin life with worship of the triune God. That's why we begin our week with worship. We begin with the fear of the Lord. We come here to his house with his people in fear and humility to hear from his word, to sit at his feet and be taught. Now this morning we hear from God's word on the topic of wisdom. And wisdom is probably the central theme in the book of Proverbs. In fact, the first 9 chapters are on wisdom alone. That's 1/3 of the book is focused on wisdom. Now, boys and girls, aside from Jesus, who is the wisest man to ever live? Aside from Jesus, Solomon, very good. Solomon, King Solomon. And who was King Solomon's father? King David. Yep, we heard that in our first verse, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David. Now, King David was described in Scripture as a man after God's own heart. David was a man after God's own heart. One could describe Solomon as a man after God's own mind. A man after God's own mind. At one point in his life, he valued wisdom. And he valued wisdom over anything else. He valued it over long life. He valued it over victory over his enemies. Solomon valued it even over riches. And in the book of Proverbs, the majority of the book, we hear Solomon's words of wisdom to his son. And we can presume this is Rehoboam, who would later become king of Israel. Proverbs is presented as parental teaching. Proverbs is presented as parental teaching from a father to a son. Proverbs is teaching from a mother to a daughter, from parents to their children. Now, we see great value in teaching our children. We see great value in catechizing our children. Maybe you use the Westminster Shorter or Larger Catechism with your kids. Maybe you use the Far Superior Heidelberg Catechism with your children. Maybe you even use a more recent edition, Rich Lusk's I Belong Catechism. And there's nothing wrong with catechisms. They're very good. They're very helpful. In fact, the producing of a catechism is an act of wisdom. But the book of Proverbs is God's catechism to his children. Proverbs is God's catechism to us, his children. So we, as we gather this morning as God's people, we must see ourselves as who we are. We are God's children. We are adopted in Christ. We are brought into God's covenant family. And we sit before the throne of grace to be taught. Our Father in heaven right now is conducting family worship. And the kids are all coming to sit before the Lord to be taught. As those who are born from above, we hear heavenly words from God on how to carry out his will. We pray, Lord, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We want that to happen. We want God's will to be done on earth. But we need to know what he wants from us. So we come in faith, to hear by faith, to learn by faith. So we begin with what? The fear of the Lord. We worship him with holy fear. And this is one of the creative purposes for humanity, is to learn and to grow. Mankind was made to learn and to grow. God made mankind to mature. Wisdom was one of God's designs for humanity. In creation, God entrusted mankind, man and woman, to exercise dominion, to rule and subdue the earth. And this can only be done through wisdom. You can only rule by wisdom. Proverbs 8, verse 15, by wisdom kings reign. By wisdom kings reign. So for us, as those made in the image of God, for us to exercise dominion, we need wisdom. But before we can get there, we begin as children. Life begins as children. With immaturity. Life for man began in a garden, in a kindergarten. And we begin with childlike faith in the fear of the Lord. And our God desires his children to grow up, to serve him in the world. He desires us to worship and glory in him, to image him rightly, and to exercise dominion. But to do that faithfully, what do we need? Wisdom. By wisdom, kings reign. So God's children need to get wisdom. Pursue it. Seek it. Get it. Get wisdom. Wisdom is good for faithful, godly living. Proverbs 2, 7 and 8. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Wisdom from the Lord will guard us in life. This is God's will for you, his children. We desire to live by God's holy will. Don't steer away from the path. If you choose to live apart from the will of God, what will happen? You will die, for the wages of sin is death. Steer from the Lord's way, and you will die. God's children in life will be tempted to faithlessness. Other things will tempt us and distract us. That started right away for Adam and Eve in the garden. What did they hear? Don't trust in the Lord. Seek your own will. Listen to someone else. Don't pursue life. Choose death. We hear this morning from Proverbs 3, verse 18, wisdom is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Happy are all who retain her. And this is because of the fall, this has been a temptation for all mankind throughout history. Seek the Lord's will or raise up other gods. Who is your Lord? Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Choose God and you choose life. Noah, go build the ark and live. Don't build the ark and you die in the flood. Israel, walk through the Red Sea and be saved. Go back to Egypt and die. Who is your God, brothers and sisters? Whose will are you seeking? Are you seeking the Lord and His wisdom? The church today seems to be listening to any number of different voices of authority rather than the Lord in His Word. The church has been run roughshod by evolutionists, social justice warriors, liberal theologians who don't believe the word of the Lord, humanistic psychology and sexuality. The church is not being very faithful. So God is not blessing us with wisdom. The church is suffering from childishness in the faith and ignorance of the word. So we're being tempted to fall into worldliness and death. We are warned about this as children in Proverbs 8. Does not wisdom cry out? In understanding lift up her voice? O, you simple ones, understand prudence. You fools, be of an understanding heart. Listen, for I will speak of excellent things. And from the opening of my lips will come right things. Whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Christians, God's children, are being tempted by false gods and idols. We are listening to the tantalizing voices of the godless. We want the world's approval. We want to be part of the cool kids of the world. We are not beginning with the fear of the Lord. This makes no sense. The world is crazy. I don't know if you noticed that or not. Insanity in the world. We have those voices out there, or we have God. We have true wisdom. So which voice are you going to listen to? Whose knowledge and wisdom are you going to seek? Now, when we hear that question, I pose that question to you. When you hear it with ears of faith, it really sounds ridiculous. Of course we want to keep God's will. Of course we want to obey Him. Of course He has all the right answers. He has all the perfect wisdom. In everyday life, which voice am I going to choose? That's where the rubber hits the road. Now, the Holy Spirit makes this really easy for us. To understand this question, to answer, we receive it by faith. Seek wisdom because God says so. Brothers and sisters, it's really a matter of obedience. Get wisdom. Go get it. God desires godly seed. True image bearers living by wisdom, exercising dominion over His creation. By wisdom, kings and queens reign. He desires His children glorifying Him and glorying in Him. And rejecting that straightforward command to get wisdom is disobedience. God desires his children to seek wisdom because life is better with wisdom. Parents, you desire good for your children. You desire that they make good decisions. God desires you, his children, to live better lives, faithfulness to God and his covenant. Now, you can be childish. You can choose to be unwise. And you can live apart from the word of the Lord. How's that going to go for you? Solomon warns us, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, two verses that are good to memorize. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He, God, the creator and sustainer of all things, your Lord, trust in him, and he will direct your path. He created everything. He created us. And he's given us instruction how everything is supposed to work. It's all his. So don't you think it's better for life to do it his way? Thirdly, seek wisdom because it is great and glorious. Because it is great and glorious. Hear how the Holy Spirit describes wisdom. Verses 13 to 17 in chapter 3. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, her gain than fine gold. She's more precious than rubies. And all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. That's amazing. Have you ever seen a movie where the characters are pursuing some kind of hidden treasure? Maybe pirates trying to find a buried treasure. Maybe archaeologists in Egypt trying to find a treasure. And then at some climax point in the movie, they find the treasure. They stumble upon it, and there's just piles and piles of gold and those old treasure chests full of gold and crowns and scepters and pearls hanging about. Enough coins that Scrooge McDuck can dive in and swim through it. What is the response of the characters to see that many riches? It's just awe. Look at it all. Look at the riches. It takes your breath away. Wealth beyond your imagination. And there's something inside of mankind that values gold, that values silver and precious stones. And that's not necessarily sinful. To value those things. God put that stuff in creation. But it's only harmful if we respond with greed or idolatry toward it. In fact, if you read the book of Revelation, specifically Revelation 21, God describes heaven with gold and precious stones. So it's not bad. It's not sinful. So to be in the presence of this treasure is awesome. It's majestic. It's glorious. And even unbelievers can see that. How much comfort could you have to possess all the riches of the world? All your money problems are gone. All your debt is wiped away. You have comfort for life. You don't have to worry about buying another thing, making ends meet. You could have whatever your heart desires. How glorious would that be? The Lord says this is better than all of that. All those riches, all that wealth that takes your breath away. This is better than that. His will for his children is to be desired more than that. Wisdom is far more valuable than that. In Proverbs 8, we read verses 10 and 11, "Receive my instruction and not silver, knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than rubies. And all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her." All the created things fail in comparison to godly wisdom. Doesn't that sound great? Doesn't that sound glorious? What more could you want? All the earthly treasures and pleasures that tantalize the senses, wisdom is better. Now, that might be hard to understand. You know, we want to limit wisdom to completely the intellectual, the mental. And you say, I'm a whole person. I have a body. I'm more than just a brain. How could filling my mind with wisdom be better than satisfying my whole being? Well, we have to see it by faith. We take God at his word. Faith seeking understanding. Faith seeking understanding. It's like we teach children, boys and girls, this way is good for you, this way is bad. You may not understand that now, but you'll understand it later when you mature, when you're wise. Walk by faith, not by sight. This is good and true. But the Lord doesn't leave us without an answer to this dilemma. Boys and girls, where do we find all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? In whom do we find all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? God, Jesus. We find them in Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. She answers correctly. God is the source of wisdom. If you want the blessings of wisdom, where else are you going to go? To whom shall we turn? He has the words of eternal life. He knows all things. You want the glorious riches of wisdom? You go to the source. You want the blessings of wisdom? Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Every blessing we have in Jesus, including wisdom, especially wisdom. Every blessing we receive is God giving us of himself. You want love? Well, God is love. You want truth? What did Jesus say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. You want life? We just confessed it. Who's the Lord and giver of life? It's Holy Spirit. You want wisdom? Where are you going to go? Proverbs 2, verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Brothers and sisters, the blessings of wisdom is God. The blessings of wisdom is God. We are to image God. We are to think his thoughts after him. And in order to do that, we have to think like he does. The Holy Spirit tells us we have the mind of Christ. It's a blessing from him. Boys and girls, was Jesus wise? Yes. Even as a boy, he impressed his teachers. And now he's on his throne. And what does Jesus look like? He's all shiny, like glorious metal, and his hair is white, like a wise old man. So we start with the humble mind and the humble heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord. Fear Him. That's our starting point. This morning, if you doubt any part of God's word, repent. Believe and stop doubting. Humble yourself before His throne. Ask God, give me wisdom. I want it. I desire it. I'm seeking after it. Lord, please give me wisdom. Come in humility. Come in faith. Go to the Lord in prayer. Secondly, go to His Word. See the Bible as the treasure God calls it. See it as more valuable than gold, silver, more valuable than precious stones. Every day, don't leave home without your Bibles, without God's Word. You're not going to go into battle without a sword, are you? You want wisdom? Devote more time to the Word and prayer than any other reading, any other activity. Can I spend more time in the Word than on the computer? Can I spend more time in the Word than watching television? Thirdly, seek wisdom from other Christians. Other people who have the fear of the Lord. You want wisdom? Go to wise people. Proverbs 13, verse 20. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. You want to be wise? Walk with other people who are wise. And this means a desire to grow. Grow as a disciple of Jesus. Not just academically, not just filling your brain with knowledge, but grow as a whole person. It is good and right to find people with good Bible knowledge, with good theology. But what other wise people could you seek who can speak to different areas of your life? Do you have wise people around you who can counsel you on work, on family, on finances, on relationships? Find wise people. And you, gray heads, you wise people, teach younger people. Purposely get involved in other people's lives. The temptation will be to surround yourself with people who think like you, who tell you just what you want to hear. But humility is expressed with seeking people who might tell you what you don't want to hear, but you need to hear. So go find wise people who will challenge you to grow. And in this pursuit, what we're really doing in seeking wisdom is we're seeking the Lord. We're seeking His will. We're seeking to live for Him and to grow in Him. We desire to be wise because that's what He desires for us. Loving wisdom is loving God. Loving wisdom is loving God. I want wisdom because I know it comes from the Lord, and He gives it. He gives it in His Word. He gives it through the counsel of people. He gives it through experiences, through hardships in life. One theologian said, "You're not growing the fruit of the Spirit despite the trials in life. You're growing fruit through the trials of life." The Spirit is refining you through those trials. You're becoming more and more wise through the pain and suffering and the many deaths we experience in life, because unto death comes resurrection. So, brothers and sisters, love wisdom. Seek it. Go get it. Devour his word. Devour the book of Proverbs. There are 31 chapters in Proverbs. Take a month to read a chapter a day. Memorize the Proverbs. Teach your children to memorize them. Go to the Lord in prayer and ask for him to give you wisdom and receive it by faith. Receive those trials by faith. And all this so we can better image him and know him and live in our covenant relationship with him for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord our God and merciful Father in heaven, we rejoice in you. We praise you for the work of your Son, for all the blessings we have in him. We thank you for hiding the treasures of wisdom and knowledge in Christ. Bless us by your Spirit in our pursuit of godly wisdom. Strengthen our faith. Grant us patience, maturity, and perseverance. And grow your church in maturity to better serve you in the world and to rule over your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
If you would like to support our ministry or get a higher quality recording on CD, please contact Deacons at Christ Church, Branch Cove.org.